Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, the cloud of dust, and the hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. The tarantula's on the trail ahead.
The cell door clanged shut, and the prisoner walked into the larger room, the sheriff's office. He saw the grim-faced sheriff sitting at his desk. He saw the owner of the Boulder City Cafe, Texas Jack, in a nearby chair. He hesitated, sat down.
Texas Jack's best friend was murdered by the tarantulas. We'll pay handsome to see the last of the gang wiped out. Now, Dirk, you talk.
Well, a year ago, I had a letter from Francis.
What?
Well, that's how he sent it. That's all I knew about him. He told me what to do and how to do it. I found out later a lot of other men got letters of the same sort. They were all...
All wanted by the law for something, eh?
Yeah. It was two that robbed the folks in Mexico, for example. Well, anyhow, my part was to make friends with Chief Thundercloud. There was instructions how to do it.
So you made friends with him, then stole that magic bell of his and used it to win the leadership of the Apache tribe.
Yeah. They do whatever it said. They thought the belt that glowed in the dark was medicine of a mighty powerful nature. Well, I got all my orders from the tarantula, as well as everything else we did. I led the Apaches in a lot of raids and did what I was told to do with our loot.
What did you do with the loot?
Well, let the Redskins keep the worthless junk and put the cash in a cave where the headquarters is supposed to be. I met a couple of the other members of the gang there, but they was always masked like I was. I was ordered not to swap names.
Did you ever meet the tarantula himself in that cave?
I don't know. Might it?
You don't know?
No. He might have pushed the loot of the gang like I was to make sure I followed orders.
Why did you take the loot to this boss instead of keeping it?
Well, I don't want another tarantula. The other way I knew him up and on. A couple of men tried holding out on them. The knives they'd got in their backs were just like those in your desk, Sheriff.
I savvy.
The idea was they would do as we were told for 1 year. Some of the members would do lots better than the others, but the agreement was it would split even all the way around when the year was up. And that's all I know about the gang.
You don't know any other members of it?
No.
Is that loot still in the cave?
I don't know.
Where's the cave?
At Bryant Gap, side of Orchard Mountain, near the limestone rock.
You know the place, Texas?
Yep. The loot is there, Dirk. Maybe the jury will show mercy. But don't count on the tarantula to get you out of jail.
I'm not. We were made to understand that if we get captured, we'd have to face the music.
Now you can talk about the Lone Ranger.
Well, he knew all about me. He tricked me and took that blonde belt away from me. You got it now.
Lock him up, Sheriff. We'll go have a look in this cave. But if he's lied by thunder, you'll have
him. Tell the truth, understand. Every cent of cash Redskins stole is in that cave. I can show you where it is. It's a big place. I'll show you just where the cash was put. You won't find it without me, especially at night.
What do you think, Sheriff?
We'll take him. Let's get going.
Police come home on the phone.
Hey, who was that?
Bad news.
You come. Be here talking sheriff's office. We go to cave. Find loot.
Hey, not in with you, Tonto.
That good plan.
Yeah, the
comes along, we don't want them to investigate a couple of horses standing in front of this cave.
Cave plenty big.
Yes. It'll take a long time to search all of it.
That's right.
Hello. There's a different tunnel in the side of this cave. We'll hide in one. Not dirt sure where the loot is hidden.
Him soon be here with Sheriff and Texas Jack.
Yeah, there's a good place. They can offer the horses, too. That's it, Silver. Stay now, boy.
And on your hat shine plenty bright in darkness.
So does that headband you're wearing.
Maybe we put two pieces back together. Make belt, then take it back to Thundercloud, huh?
I've had plenty of time for that, Kemosabe. I don't want to lose time following the trail of the tarantula gang. Quiet, Silver.
Well, that fellow's come now.
Better put these luminous bands beneath our shirts.
No, I'm coming to it.
Shot smashed.
Who did that? Who fired?
No, no, no. Don't let him kill me. Don't let him shoot me.
Hold it, Texas. You might hit one of us. What was that shot for? What do you want?
Look there. It's on belt. The magic headband.
Shut up.
Yeah. You know me.
Yeah, sure I do.
You're the Lone Ranger. What'd you shoot the lantern for? I didn't want it lighted. Stand right where you are until I tell you to move.
I thought you were on our side. You're hopping a crook.
We're here to get stolen cash. This is dirt with us. What do you help capture? I'm not on any side. I'm glad he missed my way.
He said to himself, Texas, that no one in town could be trusted.
I got you! Yeah,
I'll make a running dive to get me.
My shoulder, my arm!
You can't tell where I am. My voice is thrown back to the wall.
What's the matter with you, Sheriff?
You thought I was wearing the headband you can see, but I'm not. Those headbands are resting on rock.
There was only some light in here.
Don't make any.
I'll get you for this, even if you are the Lone Ranger.
I'll take the headband.
He's moving them now, Sheriff.
Don't try a shot. Just tell me where you are.
He's right, Sheriff. Don't fire. He'll blaze away at your gun.
Go ahead, Tonto. Get out of here now and take the horses. I'll cover your retreat.
Keep on.
Don't take the horses. Leave them for us.
Sorry, Sheriff. Stay right there until I say you can make a light. Then we'll talk things over.
We gotta stay here.
Look, Jack.
I need to talk to him.
Now what are you waiting for? Why can't I light this Hunter candle? Why don't you answer?
He's still there. I'm going in there. He's moving around. What are you doing?
Oh, hang it all. It's a horse.
I thought he let our horses out. I heard him.
Texas, we've been tricked. Light a match. This here headband is resting on the pommel of my saddle.
What?
Your horse is here?
All three horses are here. That fast thinking critter let his owner and the Redskins horse out. Well, we thought he was here ready to drop us.
He's got the box, look. How many boxes are gone?
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't see anything so funny about being tricked this way.
I would neither if anyone but the Lone Ranger. We know he'll take care of the cash that was in that box. He's on the side of the law.
What about me? He said if I turned up a chance.
You'll go back to jail and take your chance with a jury. Now get going. I'm in no mood to talk.
Lone Ranger and Tonto came to a halt in a small camp. They built up enough of a fire to illuminate the contents of the box and lifted the lid.
Tonto, there's no money here.
I see.
Dirk told the truth. This box is best. Hold on, there's something.
And what's that?
A knife and a note.
The tarantula knife.
Just like the ones we saw before.
What's no sense?
Now, just a minute. To the boss says, I've got to hunt the house at Sand Flats as you ordered. Now, need this cash until I get back. You know the Berry Boys.
The Lone Ranger knew where Sand Flats was. It was a level stretch of shore on the Rio Grande, where the misnamed river was so shallow that a man could wade across, and so muddy that it seemed almost like quicksand. Lem Frisbee and his wife had recently moved into an old shack on the Texas side, and struggled bravely to clean and repair the place to serve them as a shelter. Late in the afternoon, the day after the Lone Ranger found the note.
Martha, you're a little place to call home. It's best I can do here.
I'm a bust, I am.
Oh, now, Lane, we've had our ups and downs for 50 years or most. This hard times period will pass away. We'll be on the feet again.
I don't know, Martha. I've been on in years.
You're surprised, Lane, 10 years younger. We'll fix this house up and it'll serve to hear from your brother and knees. And you'll have a good stick again.
I was a fool to ever come here. It was being a fool to have everything we own in a town where Apaches could clean us out and burn our house.
Lane, did you clean the lamp? Is it dark in a little while?
I'd rather clean it as best I can.
I didn't think anyone would hear here. How do you mean?
Now, this is sure enough a surprise. Howdy, ma'am. My name is Summers.
Glad to know you, Summers. I'm Lem Frisbee.
Riding by, I saw smoke coming from the chimney. I says to myself, the spooks and ghosts are getting active in daylight, which is some strange. I'll just mosey over and have a look.
What? The ghosts?
You folks look human enough. When'd you get here?
Only a few days ago. I don't know about the house. Is it yours?
My land sakes, no.
We won't stay here long. We'll pay for the use of the house by doing some fixing. I'm a little handy with tools.
Fixing? Shucks, Frisbee, you don't need to do no fixing. Fact is, I don't suppose the real owner of the place is anywhere around. This shack hasn't had any live people in it for, well, as long as I can remember.
Any live people?
That's what I said.
Oh, and then other kind?
Well, I told you the place has a bad name. I don't know of a man around here that would stay overnight.
Oh.
Shucks. Well, there's no such thing as ghosts. I never will be.
Well, I reckon I hate to spoil things for you, ma'am, but... Well, it's only right that I should tell you that Carter said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cowhand. Tough hombre. He bet $10 that he'd spend the night here.
Did he win?
Well, he won, but he never collected. The $10 was given to his widow.
What happened?
Well, Mrs. Frisbee, there wasn't a mark on him. Not a mark of any sort to show what killed him.
Oh.
As near as anyone could figure out. And judging from the look on his face, he was just downright scared to death.
Nonsense. I won't take stock in stories like
that. Ma'am, it ain't for me to tell you you've got to get out. It's up to you.
Well, put a bar across that door.
That won't help, Mr.
It'll keep out any critters that come around.
The things that move about at night in this house don't come from outside. They're here all the time. They're in the walls, beneath the floor. They're in the rafters. Waiting for night when they can come out. And men pass them half a mile away from here at night and see the lights and hear the noises. I've got to get moving. It'll soon be real dark, and I wouldn't be here after dark for $1,000,000. Not for 10 million. Well, good night for you. I'll stop by in the morning.
Martha? What do you think?
Oh, that's a nonsense. He just wants us out of here, that's all.
Well, I like that lamp. Let it go here by the window.
And stop being afraid of things that don't exist. Did you try and figure out why that man was so anxious to scare us away?
Look, it was so cool. Look over there.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Supposed to contain stolen cash. The note was not signed. The message was intended to inform one of the Tarantula gang that a certain house in Sand Flats had to be haunted in order to drive the occupants away. Lone Ranger and Tonto knew where the house was. And a short time after the masked man's discovery, they pulled up Silver and Scout in the woods a short distance from the house. It was easy to believe that the log cabin might be inhabited by ghosts. Covered with vines and setting in a tangle of heavy underbrush, the house itself looked like a living thing. The windows were broken, and the shutters, their hinges rusted away, hung at rakish angles to form a hiding place for bats and giant moths. This was the picture that greeted the Lone Ranger and Tonto just as total darkness descended. The two men dismounted.
Could it be, fella? That's the house, Tonto. Out there near the edge of the river.
I see it.
There's smoke coming from the chimney.
But no light in out.
We won't need the cover of these trees for a minute. Let's watch.
Their horse is saddled.
Yes, that's it. Man is nodding. Who that was?
No. Now we go to the house, huh?
That's the house we're looking for, all right. There's any question about it.
Silver anxious to get the water. You go ahead.
Silver, right here.
That's not come from house.
Yes, someone smashed the window to shoot at Silver.
Hello.
Someone's there ahead of us. Whoever it is, they're not trying to let us get close while they know about it.
And what do we do?
We'll keep back here among the trees for a while.
The evening dragged on, with Lem growing increasingly tense as he sat with his rifle across his knees. A small lamp burned low and seemed to make the darkness and dinginess of the room more obvious. The Frisbees were not normally superstitious people. But the man who called himself Summer had told him a weird tale. A cowhand named Carter had been mysteriously killed in the house, and there were no marks of violence. And then there were the strange lights and the eerie noises that Summer had told him about. He began to believe that perhaps the house was truly haunted. Finally, Martha Frisbee broke the silence.
I don't like it, Lem.
I hadn't liked it from the start. Dad read it, Martha. I'd sooner spend the night on the bank of the river.
What was that
teddy
pointing
in the fire? A ghost, I tell you.
Oh, Lem, I never believed it.
It must have been. The fire squared at it and it disappeared.
Oh, your eyes aren't as sharp as they used to be.
They're sharp enough, plenty sharp enough.
You think it could have been a horse you shot at?
A horse? Here? Of course not. Besides, how many horses as white as that one have you ever seen?
Not many of them, I'll admit it.
Martha, wonder what time it's getting to be.
I don't know why.
I've heard the ghost start out around midnight.
Oh, I haven't been up as late as that for 20 years. But I don't know if I could sleep if I was to try.
I'm not stirring an inch from this box. I'm sitting right here ready to shoot.
Well, I don't know what good shooting will do if it is spirits that are around.
What do you think that other man saw that it scared him to death?
Oh, Rachel, I don't talk about it. Bad enough.
I sure wish it was morning.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Did you hear something?
I don't know. The door.
You did open it.
Not for anything.
Damn!
There! I fired point blank at that door. You can see where the bullet went through it.
Well, you don't know who you shot. It might have been Mr. Summers.
He wouldn't tap like that.
Well, then we should look and see what you hit. There it again. I'm going to have a look.
I'm ready, Martha. I've got a bead on the door.
I know it here. And we've just been mistaken, that's all. We made a mistake in what we heard.
I know. I heard it right
through. Leave everyone have a
chance. Oh, Lynn, I'm scared. I'm downright scared.
Who was it? Who are you talking to?
Lynn, that sounds like that.
Up there, on the roof.
Oh.
Those voices don't belong to no ghost, Martha. You hear them?
Open the door. We're bringing in the ghost for you.
Get that door open, Martha. Get it open.
Hey, now, hold on.
Get in there.
Mr. Summer.
Lem, he's mad.
Where's my shooting?
You wait.
Let me have
he's
my...
Pick on.
Martha, the six gun. Get it. He's got my rifle.
Now, 1 minute. This man was on the roof of the house trying to frighten you two people.
You done that.
Just before that, he had a stone tied to a string. He swung it against the door.
So that's it.
No, he lied.
He's the one who was trying to scare you away, Frisbee. I told you there was someone here.
That's what you did, Mr. Summers.
And I tried to get him, but he roped me from the roof.
Now, hold on. That don't check with the yelling we heard you do, Mr. Summers. Sounded like you sliding off the roof after you've been roped.
Let me show you something, Frisbee. Here's a note saying that you had to be driven away from this house. You had to be scared away or killed. They couldn't let you stay here.
My eyes aren't what they might be.
Let me see that note.
All right, read it, ma'am. In the meantime, Summers, you're going to signal with a lantern.
Well, what do you mean?
You're going to stand at the door and give whatever signal is agreed on.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Then I'll tell you. Frisbee, you can listen to this. On the other side of the river, men are waiting to smuggle drugs into the United States. They have a load on mules all ready to bring here. They're waiting for the signal that the coast is clear.
My sake. So that's what this note means.
Summers, you're going to give that signal.
Oh, I am, huh? Well, you try and make me.
Not very well. Hunter, that's a crossbow for my saddle.
Me get it.
What's that, a crossbow?
And this is the weapon that's used in it, Summers. A knife. With a tarantula on the handle. If.
But you. Who are you?
Father, there's a white horse.
I see you.
That's what I fired at. Oh, doggone, I'm all mixed up. The masked man seems on the level, and Mr. Summers, he seems crooked.
Yeah. Here, crossbow.
I suppose you know how this is used, Summers.
Well, you wouldn't dare.
No? Maybe not. Here, Frisbee, you take the crossbow. There are no smugglers. This crook won't mind signaling with his lantern. There are smugglers waiting for the signal. You know what
to do. I'll shoot the coyote. Let me have the weapon.
How's it work?
Handle it the same as a rifle. Just aim and pull the trigger. Now, what about it, Summers?
No, that old man's nervous. Take that thing away from him. Take
lantern,
it away.
Lantern, Summers. Maybe you can use this lamp. Here, try it.
Louis, don't your head. Drug smuggling, eh?
I will, but put that weapon down. Well, that's worse than a rifle.
The longer you delay, the longer Frisbee will stand there trembling.
I'll signal. Now, have him put that down.
He'll lower the crossbow when we hear the smugglers coming over.
There, I've given the signal that they're to come.
Then come back here.
Yes, I'm coming.
Take the lantern, Connor. Now, we'll finish the roping job. You can put the crossbow down, Frisbee. It isn't loaded.
Not loaded, my God.
That's me. Oh, that rope hurt.
Otto, gag him.
No, sir.
You're not yellow warning.
Someone coming over the water.
Smugglers, put that man in the corner.
Easy.
Martha, I like the way those two handle a crook.
But those that are coming, I wonder how many of them there are.
Otto, stand on that side of the door.
You ready?
What about us?
There's another room in back, a sort of woodshed. Let's get in there.
Oh, we won't see anything.
And you won't get shot. Now hurry.
Come on, Martha. You better do like he says. He has a way of following out his orders.
Close the door to him, Sonny. Will they come right in, Otto?
Me hope so.
Bobby Summers, all set to bail?
You got the stuff, Summers. Where are you?
Looks like all the answers.
Come on in.
Yeah, what's that mask for? Who are you?
No, you don't. Leave that gun where it is.
Let this come up. I've been staged. Who are you?
Take the gun.
Let me get him. No, will I?
How about you?
No, don't shoot. I'm not moving.
He got gun now.
Rope them while I keep them covered.
I'll see here. What's this mean? You ain't lawmen.
No, but you'll meet lawmen soon enough.
My hand feels like it's busted.
My bullet just hit your gun. Get back on your horses. We'll start for town as soon as we get Summers on his horse.
What are you figuring to tell?
The drugs in those saddlebags and on those mules will tell enough. Come on, Frisbee.
We can witness all that went on. Me and Martha seen and heard it all.
What you can tell, Frisbee, will be a perfect peace against all three of them. Now, let's get going.
The two smugglers and their henchman Summers were tightly bound and placed on their horses for the long ride through the woods from the banks of the Rio Grande to the town of Border City in southern Texas. Frisbee and his wife Martha were with the party. And the old couple still were not convinced that the house might not be haunted, although they were to appear as witnesses against the ghost himself. The following day, with the prisoners safely locked in the Border City jail, the Lone Ranger talked with the sheriff in his office.
Here's a note that was in the box, Sheriff.
But hang it on, mister.
Be still, Sheriff. Let the Lone Ranger finish.
Go on.
The note tells about the drug smuggling. The knife ties in with the tarantula gang. They're both in the box. The cash had been taken. Maybe Summers will tell what he did with the money.
No, I didn't touch it.
You're lying.
We'll sweat the truth from him in jail. The next evidence is represented by the testimony of Len and Martha Frisbee. They kind of can pay for their room and meals here in town until the trial is over.
I'll pay it. And if they tell enough to convict those three, I'll pay them a reward. My best friend was murdered by one of the tarantulas.
All right. I admit that I was helping these smugglers. I'll admit that much, but you can't pin a murder on me.
We'll get into that later.
Next, we have these two who came when Summers signaled.
Yep, we've seen them.
Their mules are just as they crossed the border. Nothing's been touched.
We'll find the smuggled drugs on them.
Someone will get you for leading us into this.
No, I couldn't help it.
You were supposed to have cash to pay us. You didn't have. That proves you never intended to pay us.
Summers probably meant to murder you both as soon as he had the smuggled drugs.
Oh, stop it, Texas. He's got to put these three in the same cell with Dirk. We don't want them eating each other.
It's complete.
It sure is.
And there's only one thing more.
Yes. Doggone it all, you tricked me into grabbing an armful of doggone hard rock inside that cave. I thought my shoulder was busted.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. Now, how about that headband?
Well, here it is in my desk. Take it. Well, I reckon you've done about enough for me to call things like a bruised shoulder nothing at all.
You've certainly done a great thing for me. I offered a reward.
The Tarantula gang isn't licked yet, Texas.
You've got a lot of them.
Not the leader. He's the one I'm after.
If you take a reward,
then Frisbee needs a grubstake.
Oh, no.
Well, he'll get it, and a good one.
I'm waiting outside, Sheriff. You want to return this headband to Chief Thundercloud? Don't mind if I leave?
No, I hate to see you leave, but I can't keep you.
Now, we'll meet again.
Martha, you ever see the like of that man?
I never.
Wait, Sheriff. Before you lock Summers up, let me tell him one thing.
Huh?
Summers, you listen to me. You didn't scare us one bit. We never believed those lies about ghosts. Did we, Martha?
Them crazy. Will you listen to that?
I'll do it!
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.